Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers.
This is East County Magazine, and I'm Leon Thompson. Our special guest today is George Gassel, and we're going to be talking about Lemon Grove. George has been a member of the Lemon Grove City Council since 2008, and before that, he served on the Lemon Grove School Board for 10 years. George is presently the mayor pro tem in rotation this year, graduate of Grossmont High School and on the board of the MTS. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us what's going on in Lemon Grove.
Well, Lemon Grove's coming out of the recession. It's very exciting to see our city doing well. I don't know if people realize during the recession, we lost about one third of our employees, and we actually did an amazing job of holding the city together, despite the fact that sales tax was way, way down and property tax was down. And we're coming out of the recession very well, much happier, healthier community. We're looking forward to making our city more beautiful and expanding sidewalks and working on a couple projects that we hope we'll see come to fruition in the next few years. The most exciting thing is that we're working on what we call a linear park that would go from the north side of the city to the south side following the trolley line on Main Street. We call it Connect Main Street. And that's gonna take several years, and we're going to have to get some funding that we don't yet have, but we're taking it on with the attitude that if you plan it and you have the right plan at the right time, you can find the money for these things. We're also have in the works a plan to have the freeway entrance from Broadway go to the freeway from Broadway without having to cross the trolley tracks and then cross them again. And that would save not only time, but it would also save a lot of exhaust in the middle of our city, because near Broadway and Lemon Grove Avenue, it takes a while to get onto the freeway, and it's not good for anybody.
Yes, there is a little hitch there in the traffic when you get right off, right there by the freeway. You have to cross the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're crossing railroad tracks twice, that should give you the idea that you might not need to cross them at all.
Exactly, is Linear Park. Tell us about it.
Connect Main Street. That's the idea of a park that would follow Main Street right next to the trolley tracks.
Lemon Grove has two trolley stations?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. A city of 25,000 with two trolley stations. I don't know if there's another city our size that has two trolley stations in California. That's really something. And
so that means that a lot of people are within walking distance of the trolley. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. A large percentage of Lemon Grove is in walking distance of the trolley. We benefit from having two trolley stations, and we want to make sure that people can walk to the trolley stations. That's one of the reasons why, obviously, Connect Main Street is going to help and make it much more attractive. We also need to get more paths, more walkable space in other parts of the city so that people can come from many different directions.
What about bike lanes?
We have bike lanes on Lemon Grove Avenue. I think they look really neat. They're coolant green.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people don't like the neon green, but I do. I think it's nice. I think it really shows up. We could use more bike lanes. We need more spaces that people can walk. One thing we noticed is that sidewalks are great, and we do need more sidewalks in lots of places, but we noticed that there are areas where you could walk if there weren't cars parked there. So that's, in some areas, that's something we're going to be working on, is to find some space where people can walk without having to walk around parked cars.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be really.
So the walkability factor in Lemon Grove, the multimodal transporting idea is, it sounds to me like Lemon Grove is kind of ripe for that, with two trolley stations and a park right down through the middle of the town.
And in a city of 25,000 that's only 4 square miles, it is ripe for, it should be much more walkable. And I think in the next 8 years, you'll see a difference. Yeah, I think and related to that is encouraging people to walk, because a lot of it is the mindset. We've actually made great strides in this area in recent times. The school district has promoted walking to school, and the city, working together with the school district, has gotten money from what's called Safe Routes to School and made some really noticeable improvements. So I think if you live in Lemon Grove in the past 8 years or so, you see improvements from several of the schools and how people get there. And want to keep going on, keep working on that. A while back, one of the council members and I did an activity. The school district encourages this an activity pretty frequently where they have people walk, and they invited council members to walk to school with the kids. And I got to see some of the issues that are involved in the Monterey Heights area getting to school, which actually is one of the better ones. Everywhere we can, we're fixing all the issues that would discourage people from walking or that would compromise people's safety if they walk to school. But I think it's part of a big effort to make more safe routes, not just to school, but all around the city. Yes. And then eventually I want to see all these routes connected to each other. So that people can go many different directions. And then the other exciting thing that we're talking about more and more is more interesting destinations. Mm. Where are you walking to?
Mm-hmm.
And that leads us, for example, to the issue of restaurants and the fact that we don't have enough diversity of restaurants, and we don't have enough interesting restaurants.
Really?
Yeah. And also the issue of recreation could have more recreational activities that people want to do. But we have made progress. I mean, here's an example of the progress we've made in recent times. We now have a library in the middle of town.
Mm.
You remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It used to be accessible to people in the Catholic Church. And people in a few areas in the eastern side of town. Now it's in the middle of town. It's much more visible. You can actually see it from the trolley. And the library is getting a lot more use. It's definitely much more center of the community than it was before. The city played only a small role in that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that we keep up. You know, we played a cooperative role in helping it happen. It's important that we keep building on these connections,
mm-hmm.
and that we try to have a rec center and a library and a school district and all these other things that need to be working together.
You know, Lemon Grove's gone through some changes. Mary Sessom, who was the longtime mayor, 20 years as a mayor?
She was 20 years as mayor, and before that, 2 years as a city council member.
And she's moving on. She's retiring, and you have a new city manager.
Mm-hmm. Lydia Romero is our new city manager. She used to be the assistant city manager in San Marcos.
I see. Oh, so she moved down here from North County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, let me say a little bit about Mary Sessom, because she's a really dear person to many of us. She is the longest serving mayor in the county at this point in history.
Mm.
And I believe she's had that status ever since Art Madrid left office. Mary has really been terrific. I mean, she's probably had more influence on the city than any other individual in the past generation. And we were very fortunate to have a city manager, Graham Mitchell, who stayed with us for quite a long time. He was an excellent city manager. Between the two of them, I think we've seen an awful lot of progress and an awful lot that we might be taking for granted in our city. For example, Home Depot is a huge asset to our city. The promenade that we have won an award, quite a beautiful promenade, and moving the H. Lee House and setting up if you look at where the Historical Society is now, it's at Civic Center Park,
mm-hmm.
and that whole complex, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, this stuff just doesn't build itself.
Right.
These things don't happen by accident.
Right.
The library, even though the city didn't build the library, the city has played a cooperative role in making it happen.
Right.
And during the 20 years that she was mayor, we've not only seen a lot of improvements in our city, but we've also seen Lemon Grove take a major role in regional government. She has served, continues to serve on the Airport Authority. She's served on SANDAG, I believe for the San Diego Association of Governments, I should say.
Right.
For the entire time that she's been mayor, I believe. And Lemon Grove is known as a regional leader. For a city of 25,000, we have quite a lot of impact.
Yes, you do. And yourself, you're on the board of the Metropolitan Transit.
MTS, Metropolitan Transit System.
Yes.
Right.
And right. So yours as mm-hmm. well. And what are some of the things we can expect from MTS? If I might divert to that for just a second, can you tell us about what's coming up on the MTS?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, MTS is exciting. When I ran for city council, I didn't know that I would be doing so much with trains. The only clue I had was that on my third birthday, I did in fact have a train on my cake. And so, I look back on, that's actually one of my first memories, and I should have known, I should have seen it, you know, that trains would be part of my life in ways that I hadn't even expected. But I'm not only on the board of MTS, I'm also on the board of the Los Angeles San Diego San Luis Obispo Rail Corridor Agency, which is
how'd you end up on that?
Better known as LOSAN. I'm the MTS representative.
Oh, okay.
LOSAN. The good people in MTS asked if I could represent them on this body, which deals with Metrolink and the Surfliner and basically trains that connect a large part of Southern California. That's very, very exciting. And I'm also on the board of Facilitating Access to Coordinated Transportation, which is a nonprofit that's funded heavily by SANDAG that provides transportation to elderly and disabled people. So, yeah, So transportation has really been my thing. I think in the near future, I think we are going to see improvements in the Compass card.
Uh-huh.
That's what everybody asks about that. We haven't had a public meeting, so it's hard for me to speak to this very much, but I can say that we're expecting to make quite a few improvements in the Compass card. And one thing that people might look at is some other cities, particularly Portland. Portland is the best known city probably in the West Coast for its public transportation and quite a leader in regional government as well as public transportation. We're actually watching cities like Portland to see the systems that they have and we want to see the bugs that they,
right.
You know, we want to see
how
it works with them.
Mistakes and successes.
Exactly.
So the Compass card is a tap and go, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, can you do value added where you add to your card?
I believe you can.
Okay.
You know, one wonderful thing that MTS does is they give their board members passes so that we can drive the trolley.
Yes.
As much as we want. And I'm an avid trolley rider, very regular trolley rider ever since I got on the board of MTS. But the downside, I was going to say the mistake they made was they made it too easy for us.
Really?
Yeah, because they just gave us passes that are indefinite, unlimited. And so I haven't actually used the Compass card.
Well, $5 is a day pass. And that means take the trolley anywhere you want all day long.
Oh, what a deal. I've certainly gotten an awful lot of emails, but I think sometimes people lose perspective and they don't realize how many things we might be taking for granted. The last time MTS talked about the Compass card, we were talking about security concerns. It was not a public meeting. We do much better than most major city guards.
That's interesting. Yeah. You know, I'd rather go to the ball games, mm-hmm. you know, on the trolley from Santee. And hey, anybody who thinks of it as something like, you know, the subways of New York with gangs and problems, it's not like that. The little red car is a very cool place to be.
Yeah, I like the trolley a lot. I've ridden subways in New York and Mexico City is actually my favorite subway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they stop about every minute or so. I mean, it's, you know, and you can't act in Mexico City. Not everybody gets on the subway when it stops. It's like they get on as many as can and then the rest of them wait for the next one. It's kind of how it works. Yeah. Uh-huh. Very limited time and as many as possible get on and you just, but the next one comes really, really soon. So
yeah.
It's an interesting system, and you can go anywhere in Mexico City for like, like almost nothing. It was just so ridiculously cheap to go absolutely anywhere in Mexico City, as I recall. Yeah. You know, we're far from that, but I think we do pretty well. And I'm really excited that the trolley's going to, in the near future, is going to be going to UCSD.
UCSD, right. Mm-hmm. It already stops at San Diego State Underground, a beautiful station there.
Well, I use that a lot. I teach at San Diego State. Yeah. Right. I know that station very well.
Yeah, it's really nice. Come up right in the middle of the campus practically and,
Yeah, the people at San Diego State are very, 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 very proud to have that.
It's been a real pleasure having you with us, George.
Thank you.
And come again.
Oh, thank you.